Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Vanessa Garza?
This is she.
Thank you very much. To start, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
I am.
Thank you. Now we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or don't think you will vote?
Oh, I will be voting.
And is it an almost certain or probably or 50-50?
No, I'm 100% I'll be voting.
Thank you very much. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
81.
Thank you. And what is your race?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Republican.
Thank you. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay, that's fine. If the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Most likely Republican.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means that a very cold and unfavorable feeling. 100 means very warm and favorable. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please just let me know. The first one is Donald Trump.
Okay, repeat before I repeat what you said. I'm playing with my daughter, so I'm not paying 100% attention to you. So tell me
again. Okay, we want for you to rate your feelings towards some people and right now only people. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100 means a very warm, favorable feeling, and 50 is neutral. Any number from 0 to 100. The first one on the list was Donald Trump.
I guess I could say about a 50.
That was a 50 or 0?
50.
Thank you. The next one is Morgan Lamantia.
I've heard of that person, but I'm not very familiar.
Mm-hmm. For what you've heard, do you have a cold feeling or more warm? Any number from 0 to 100?
Probably a colder feeling.
Okay. And in the scale from 0 to 100?
Maybe 25. Francesca, come here. Let's play over here, baby. It goes over here, my love.
Thank you.
Come here. Thank
you. The next one is Adam Hinojosa.
I'm not familiar with that person at all.
Okay. No opinion or have never heard of it?
Never heard of him.
Thank you. What about Ted Cruz?
25.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
50.
And last is Greg Abbott.
Oh, goodness. Can I give it a 1? Not a 10.
Of course. That's it. Okay, so it was 1.
So. I'm sorry, because of a breakup. So.
Oh, yes. And related to that, would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Oh, I disapprove 100%. What he's doing and taking these immigrants across the country is a terrible thing.
Okay, so somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I disapprove.
Thank you. And would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Morgan Lamantia is doing as state senator?
I really can't give I'd rather not, I couldn't give you a good answer on that. I don't know.
Well, would you have sealed the scale, strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Yeah. Now, thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president was held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Most likely Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred, for whom would you vote?
Probably Colin.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom would you vote?
Democrat Gutierrez.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote?
Vicente Gonzalez.
Thank you. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan Lamantia?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, if the election for Texas State Senate were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan Lamantia?
Morgan.
Morgan, thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor of and Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. And we have a scale of not a priority at all, low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. The first one is supporting South Texas jobs and wages.
Read me the answers again.
Yes, not a priority at all, a low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority?
High priority.
Thank you. The next one is supporting reproductive health care choices for women.
High priority.
Ensuring access to affordable quality health care.
High priority.
Supporting public schools.
High priority.
Securing the border.
High priority.
Thank you very much. And now, thinking about the elections this November, I am going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you would be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
More likely.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate who voted to support Texas's LGBTQ plus community?
That's not important to me.
In the scale of what you say would be much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. And the next one is a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies.
I guess much more likely.
Much more likely. Thank you. And what about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
Highly more likely.
Much more likely or just somewhat?
Much more likely.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, would you be more or less willing, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted against Texas's abortion ban?
Read it again to me, please.
Yes. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban?
neither more, neither less. I guess somewhere in the middle, more neutral on that.
In between somewhat less likely and somewhat more likely, where do you lean?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Now, do you use WhatsApp?
No.
Thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what?
I feel like I'm more liberal in the middle.
Right now, there is a question separate from this one. Right now, we want to know if you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else.
I guess something else.
Okay, thank you. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Republican.
And thinking in political terms, would you say you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you very much. Just a moment. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Vanessa.
Thank you very much. And are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
What kind of compensation is it?
I suppose monetary, but most likely that will give you the information once we contact you again.
Okay, that's fine. Yes.
Thank you very much. All right, and with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.